So it's got to be from the first screener, who actually is a guard in that situation. But you've got to get a body on him and take away his legs so he can't jump.
All right, Ware will be at the foul line. Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Well, John Blackwell's been terrific. Chucky Hepburn as well, especially here in the second half. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Hard to pick, too. Blackwell kept Wisconsin in the game, and now Chucky trying to help win the game. But Indiana up by two with 3:13 remaining.
Well, and that's what it's been. Now, you look at it, you're down by two. You've got a free throw attempt coming up here for Clue Ware. Offensively, continue to attack. 3:13, you're still good. It's going to come down to how do you find a way to stop the action of the double drag with a small and a big in it.
Indiana tonight, 7 of 11 at the foul line. The Badgers have only taken three foul shots, making two. But the Hoosiers for the game are better than 61% from the field. And they're 12 of 19 in the second half alone. And they're also 6 of 13 from three. This is a team that went 2 of 15 from the arc against Penn State. Shoots 31% from three in Big Ten play. The Badgers 7 of 21 from distance. A foul on Stephen Crow is his third. And Ware, who is 3 of 3 at the foul line, he has 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 blocks.
And they've really gotten him involved the last 4 minutes. Prior to that, only one shot attempt. Now they've gotten him involved with the action we've talked about.
So Ware at the foul line, 67-65 Indiana, 3 minutes, 13 seconds remaining. Free throw for Ware is on the way, and it's good. It's a three-point play and a three-point lead for the Hoosiers. And Indiana showing a little backcourt resistance is Hepburn against Galloway. And Chucky will take it through the center circle to the front court. Going to A.J. Store out front. A feed for Crow high on the right. Goes to Store at the top. A step back three for Store, and we are tied. Store with a long ball, 68 all, 2:50 remaining. Galloway with Hepburn trying to bother him. Galloway breaks the mid-stripe on the right side, takes the dribble to the left. 2:40 to play, tied at 68. Galloway to the free throw line, hooks it out to Mbako. He'll try a three, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. 2.5 minutes remaining, tied at 68. Wall hands off to Klesman out front. Crow setting the screen, Max surveys, he'll throw to Store. Turns to Hepburn, high on the right, 2:20 to play. Hepburn with a pass for Crow, reverses at the Wall, a flip to Hepburn, 10 to shoot. Hepburn off the Crow screen. Chucky against Galloway, inside feed, Wall catches, turns up right hand, rolling in for Tyler Wall. 70-68, Wisconsin, 2:03 remaining.
And a great duck in by Tyler Wall.
Galloway up the floor for Indiana. Hepburn trying to get into him. Galloway with a right-hand hip-high dribble. He's behind the back, weaves to the free throw line. Floats it up and in. Galloway ties the game at 70, a minute 45 remaining. Chucky Hepburn walks it up for Wisconsin. They're on their feet at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. Hepburn high on the right, throws to Wall, drifting to his left. Timeout Wisconsin, 1:33 to play, 16 to shoot. The Badgers in Indiana tied at 70. We'll keep it here.
This game has had a little bit of everything, and literally a little bit of everything. We had a fire alarm stoppage, but it's a 70-70 tie game with 1:33. And this is what you, if you're a Badger fan, and you're coming down the stretch, and you're getting close to March, you want to be tested like this.
Oh, yeah, no
this
doubt.
Is, like, this is a good thing. They got punched early on in this game. They fought their way back. Now they got the ball with a chance to take the lead in a close game here. This is where confidence is built in knowing you're a good team.
Foul count, Wisconsin has 6, Indiana just 2. Both coaches have 2 timeouts available. We got Hepburn, Klesman, Store, Crowell, and Wall for Wisconsin. Leal, Renew, Galloway and Bacco and Khalil Ware for Indiana. 16 to shoot, 133 to play, tied at 70.
And Indiana has the wrong players on the floor.
Yeah, they do. They get Anthony Walker in there for Mbacco. Yep. AJ's store, front court sideline, left will inbound for the Badgers. Wisconsin 70, Indiana 70. Store gets it into Wall, hands it back to Store. AJ right of the lane, throws to Wall, turns to Hepburn on the left wing. Shot clock at 10, Hepburn against Galloway. Chucky at the top, on the dribble, feeds Wall. Off the left wing to Hepburn with three to shoot. Chucky into Wall, low on the left, goes up, off the rim, no good, renew the rebound. With a minute 13 to play, tied at 70. And Galloway brings it up. Woodson wants a timeout. He'll get it. With 107 to play, 22 to shoot. Wisconsin 70, Indiana 70.
And that shot by Tyler was affected by Ware.
Yep, it was.
It really was. And that's when you have a guy that has been able to affect the game around the rim, it's a huge advantage. And that's what we saw right there by that finish to Tyler Wall. I would love to see him take one shot fake, get him up in the area. I know the shot clock's running down, but go through him, get to the free throw.
Indiana using its 62nd timeout here. Wisconsin 70, Indiana 70. Indiana basketball, 107 remaining in regulation and 22 on the shot clock. Well, a game that had a fire delay of some, 15, 20 minutes or so. Fans had to evacuate the building. A lot of them have come back in, not all of them. And it's turned into a wild game, 70-70 here in Bloomington.
A wild and good game at that right
now. It has, yep.
I mean, there's been a lot of shot making. I know earlier on defense was optional at times. That hasn't been the case right now. There's been shot making.
Yep. And the Badgers come out with Blackwell, Klesmet, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell. Indiana still has 1:30 timeout available. The Badgers have a 30 and a 60. They've got Ware, Renew, Galloway, Leal, and Mbacco. Anthony Leal, front court sideline, left will inbound for the Hoosiers. As we're set to pick up play in the final 67 seconds of regulation. Inbounds pass to Galloway. Galloway with 11 assists tonight and 6 points. Galloway a throw to Mbacco. Back to Galloway. Inside feed. Renew catches. Right block. Leans in. Muscles it up and in. And Indiana takes the lead. 72-70 with 53 seconds to play. Here's Tyler Wall out high and a tough pass and a foul called. It's going to be Renew and that's his fifth. Oh my, a foul 30 feet from the bucket.
And so what was going on there? Mike Woodson was yelling, foul, foul, because they have fouls to give. They only have three.
Just not him. Just
but not Renew. Him.
Yeah.
And now like, they are, the entire coaching staff is going after Malik Renew because you have to know as a player, you can't be the guy to take it.
Yep.
You're up by two. You had two fouls. You can take one. Now, I don't know why you need to take it there, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not taking the fouls there. I'm up by two with 48 seconds left. If you get a stop, now the only counter that Mike Woodson can say is we don't shoot well from the free throw line.
Right. Walker is in. Renew finishes with 14 points. Store inbounds at the Hepburn near half court. Now Wall feeds Klesmet. Max against Leal. Bobbles. Mid post right. Shovels it back out to Store. 15 to shoot. 39 to play. Store for the lead. It's short. No good. Rebound fought for. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch. It'll be Indiana ball. 35 seconds to play. 72-70 Indiana. And now Blackwell will come in for Wisconsin. In for Storm. And Gabe Cupps will come in replacing Anthony Walker. 35 seconds to play, 72-70 Indiana. Timeout, Greg Gard.
And right now in that conversation, And that timeout by Greg. You've got 35 seconds on the clock, 30 on the shot clock. You're down by two. This is why coach gets paid the big bucks, because at this point, do you extend the game? My opinion on this is they're 14th in the Big Ten at the free throw line.
Yep.
They shoot it at 65.3%. I would extend the game here. I would trap. I would try to get a couple
steals.
Try to
get a steal, yeah.
You have time.
Yep.
But then you worry about extending the game. Because you still have more than enough with 35 and 30 seconds on the shot clock. Worry about extending the game. Try to get a quick one. I mean, they've got Cups on the floor. He's a 61% free throw shooter. They've got Galloway. He's a 53% free throw shooter. So there's guys out there that you play the percentages with.
And Cups really hasn't attempted many
Correct.
Free
Absolutely.
Throws.
No, yeah. But so at that point, put him on there.
Leal will throw it inbounds. Klesman in his face. Badgers applying the press. Inbounds pass to Galloway. Single coverage Hepburn. Galloway against Chucky. Throws to Leal backcourt. He's with Blackwell. The double from Klesman to throw to Nwabuko down the lane. Then he got fouled by Wall before the layup. Wall preventing the bucket there. Mbako, that's the guy you don't want to foul, but they had no choice. 25 seconds to play. Mbako, an 80% foul shooter, will get a 1-1.
But what happened is they broke the press. Mbako came up, was the pressure release player. Turn, nobody was there. Turn, Tyler Wall comes, he takes the foul. Yes, Mbako's 80%. But that only took 10 seconds off the clock.
Yep. 25.1 to play, 72-70 Indiana. Mackenzie Mbako with 12 points tonight. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He's hit a couple of big threes in this second half for the Hoosiers. And this is a 1-1. Indiana 8 of 12 tonight. Front end is good. 73-70 Indiana. Walker will come in for Cups.
And again, you don't need a three if you're Wisconsin. Drive, attack, get a quick bucket, and then you can run this as far as extending the game goes.
Second free throw for the freshman, Mackenzie Mbako. On the way, and it's good. Hit them both, 74-70 Indiana. With 25 seconds to play, A.J. Storr, Mbako defending. And now Wall gets fouled by Walker, 21.8 to play. He had three more fouls to give, now two. That's team foul number four on Indiana. 21.8 to play, 74-70 Indiana. Storr sideline right front court inbounds to Wall. Tyler drives the lane, goes up right hand, back rim out, no good. Rebound, Leo trying to save it, lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. He was trying to get a timeout, but he lost possession of the ball. 15.2 to play. Badgers keep it down four.
Again, there's Indiana has fouls given. I'm a little surprised they did not foul in that situation.
Mike Woodson being told to get back into the coaching box. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound.
Put the ball in play.
15.2 to play, 74-70 Indiana. Hepburn throws to Crowd. Out of Chucky, left corner three is off the rim. Storr the rebound. Nope, they'll get Storr for the offensive foul. A loose ball foul on Storr, 11.6 to play. And Indiana looking to close this out, leading 74-70.
Really with about 14 seconds on the clock when Chucky took that three. It's a pretty good look.
It was. And Mbako back at the free throw line, where he is 4 of 4 tonight. This is a 1-1. That was team foul number 8. Free throw no good. Rebound Wall. 10 seconds left. Badgers down 4. Klesman's got to go. 7 seconds. Max for 3 up top. Off the rim. No. Hepburn the rebound. Races out to the 3-point line. Time's going to run out. Chucky missed the 3. And Indiana wins by 4. The Hoosiers score the final 6 points of the game tonight, as Indiana snaps its losing streak at 4, as the Badgers' road woes continue. 74-70 Indiana.
And it comes down to a couple of plays where you've got to find a way to execute or get a stop. And it really was the double drag action that gave Wisconsin such a hard time. to close out that game on the defensive end. They were able to throw that up to Khalil Ware. And Indiana had a bunch of success with that all night long.
Well, the Badgers battled back. They trailed by 15 in the first half, took the lead, led 70-68. But Indiana scores the final 6 points as Mike Woodson's team now 7-10 in the Big Ten. 15-13 overall. The Badgers slip to 18-10 overall, 10-7 in Big Ten play. Final score, Indiana 74, Wisconsin 70. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
One at Minnesota on January 23rd. They're still looking for that next road win. They have dropped 5 straight away from the Kohl Center. Down to the wire game tonight. Indiana scoring the final 6 points in defeating Wisconsin 74-70. Khalil Ware with 27 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks. He had 20 of those points in the first half. But again, Indiana just shot lights out. Much like the second half of the first game, they shot it well throughout the game tonight.
Well, they did. They shot at 61% for the game, 63% in the second half. You know, Wisconsin won points in the paint, 42-38. I thought Wisconsin did some things really well. They only turned the ball over 3 times.
Yeah.
But it was about getting stops when they needed to try to get Ware under control. And they slowed him a little bit in the second half, but they weren't able to stop him.
And the three-point shooting continues to be a nemesis for Wisconsin, 8-26 in this game. And now, you know, over the last 7 games, it's been shooting in the high 20% range. You mentioned, you know, they got their paint points, but they've lost that shooting touch from outside. Now, some of these were desperation looks late, but they just haven't really found that rhythm outside, have they?
No, they were 3-10 in the first half, yep. Right? So, I mean, like you talked about the desperation, but it was not like they were knocking it down either in the first half either. Yep. So, and when you make threes, it creates more space. When you create more space, now all of a sudden your offense can flow a lot smoother. And at times we have seen this offense get bogged down a little bit and mucky a little bit. And that's at times what you've got to try to fight through and get to that offensive set that you're feeling really comfortable with.
Indiana wins it tonight. Hoosiers 74, Wisconsin 70. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We've built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Indiana playing the role of the closer here tonight, defeating Wisconsin 74-70 after a Tyler Wall bucket in the paint with 2:06 to play. The Badgers led 70-68. Trey Galloway was able to match it, getting into the lane to tie the game. Malik Renew inside for the lead with 55 seconds to play, and then McKenzie and Bacco hitting free throws to help Indiana win it here tonight, 74-70. Individual scoring, Khalil Ware, 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 block shots. He had 20 points in the first half, hitting 9 of 10 shots. McKenzie and Bacco ended up with 14. Malik Renew also with 14 before fouling out, but he had 8 points in the game. Trey Galloway, 6 points, 12 assists in the game. 3 points for Anthony Leal, 5 for Xavier Johnson in his first game back after suffering an elbow injury against Iowa that took him out for 6 games. Anthony Walker with 2 points, Peyton Sparks with 1. The Badgers with 5 and double figures tonight. Chucky Hepburn did what he could. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, no turnovers, and 2 steals. 14 points for A.J. Storr, 11 for Max Klesman, 11 for John Blackwell, 10 points, 6 rebounds for Stephen Crow. Tyler Wall ends up with 9 here tonight. Indiana 74, Wisconsin 70. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Council.
Postgame coverage continues. Indiana 74, Wisconsin 70 as the Badgers fall to 10-7 in Big Ten play. It's turning into a scramble here to try to stay in that top four in the Big Ten Conference. Illinois comes to the Kohl Center on Saturday for a noon tip, and then the last home game of the season against Rutgers before the regular season closes on March 10th at Purdue. Let's check out that Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. The second Big Ten game underway at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. 11 minutes left of the first half. Iowa 23, Penn State 10. I mentioned the Hawkeyes have been playing much better of late. Gave Illinois all it wanted Saturday in Champaign. We'll take a glance now at some top 25 games as number 21 Dayton defeated Davidson 82-66. Number 16 Kentucky rallied to get past Mississippi State 91-89. Number 1 Houston defeated Cincinnati 67-59. About 13 minutes remaining in Lawrence. 7th ranked Kansas Jayhawks lead BYU 47-40. A couple of other top 25 teams will be in action a bit later tonight. Number 22 Utah State is at Fresno State, and number 20 San Diego State has the home floor against San Jose State. And that is your Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Indiana 74, Wisconsin 70. We'll have more as our post-game coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking to boost your vehicle's overall performance? Do you want to increase fuel efficiency and get a better ride? Then Lucas Oil Stabilizer from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is the answer. Ideal for all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lucas Oil Stabilizer is a top-of-the-line engine additive that'll help reduce wear and enhance oil performance. Performance you can rely on. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Where service is the difference. We get it.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Indiana knocks off Wisconsin tonight 74-70 in a game that featured a fire alarm delay of several minutes. We were told there was a fire in an elevator here at Assembly Hall. Fans evacuated the building. The game was tied with about 10 minutes and change left in the game, and 15, 20 minutes later, we were resuming and playing basketball again, and it turned into a nail-biter of a game. Disappointing finish, obviously, for Wisconsin as the Hoosiers scored the final 6 points to win it 74-70. We'll have comments from head coach Greg Gard coming up as he was able to meet with as Butchie was able to meet with the head coach.
Coach, Indiana shot 60% in the first half. What do they do so well offensively against you guys tonight?
Well, Khalil would throw it to Khalil Ware. Obviously, he was terrific throughout the game, specifically in the first half. But we let him get going early, get some confidence going, and he was phenomenal. He was the best big player on the big post player on the floor.
When you look at the energy and effort that John gave you tonight, I thought he gave you a lot of really good things on the defensive end offensively, especially in the first half when it looked like guys were a little slow. What did he do so well for you guys?
Well, he understands the team concept defensively. He raked balls loose, caused jump balls, dug on the post, was aggressive driving the ball to the rim. The kid's just a player, you know. He just understands the game. He's got toughness to him. He understands how he can impact the game defensively when he's not guarding the ball. Like I said, he's just I got to continue to get him more minutes because he's doing a lot of good things for us.
There's a fire alarm delay, which is the first I've ever seen. How did you try to get your guys ready to get out of that situation that probably was a first for you too? I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that, but how did you get your guys ready to get out of that?
Well, we got a little time in the locker room to talk about some things that we had seen in the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, you go back and we got called back out a little quicker than what they had originally had told us it was going to be. So you get the 5-minute warm-up and you got to go play. So, you know, I think it should be a benefit for us that we got two halftimes, actually, Brian. But defensively, we were never able to, you know, we battled, but we could never get a two-point lead and couldn't get a stop. And get a two-point lead and couldn't get a stop. And that's been the thing with us all year. We just can't seem to really grab on to teams defensively and lock in and get stops when we really need them.
Coach, thanks.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Indiana wins it tonight 74-70. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
that's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door. Yeah, we're the comics. Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in. Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Elfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's cutting edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, no.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
He kind of staggered a bit, and I'm okay, and he walked over to what I still think of as the auditorium, but it's the Miller High Life Theater downtown, and spoke to like 8,000 people, and holds out his speech. It's got holes in it, you know, and it says, and it takes more than that to kill a bull moose, because that was the nickname for his party. Yeah. And of course, he still got creamed in the election. So,
right. At least in your article, you said he was running as a third. He lost the nomination, right, for the Republican Party. Well, so he ran a third party.
He announced early after he was elected in 1940. He became president when McKinley died. He was vice president. 1940 was elected, and it's not long after he's inaugurated. He said, "This will be two terms, so I won't run again." It was kind of a tradition. It wasn't a law then, and he regretted it almost instantly, and even after he had promoted his Secretary of War William Howard Taft to run, so then he tried to get the nomination and he wasn't able to get it, so he ran as a third party. The guy who shot him was actually one of his big motivations was that he didn't think a president should have three terms.
I thought you were going to say because he knew Roosevelt was going to give a really long speech.
Well, that would have been another good reason. Right. Although those days, people always gave really long speeches. So.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I'm reading about, you said two presidents were shot in Wisconsin in your article. You think about
Lincoln. Shot at.
Okay. And were there more crazies back then?
It was written intentionally vague. Zachary Taylor, when he was here, he commanded the forces troops at both Fort Howard in Green Bay, and I'm going to draw a blank on the one in Prairie du Chien
where he built
Fort Crawford, and during the Black Hawk War, and so he would have traded bullets with people there, but yes, this is the state that gave birth to Arthur Bremer, and that we have a long tradition of being the progressive state, but we're also kind of the nutty state.
So right.
We have a lot of,
you can get it all here in Wisconsin.
We do. That's why we're special.
Yeah. I love you have a photo of Eisenhower fishing. It's just such a neat picture. How hard is it to dig that stuff up? Do you have access to it right at the Journal Sentinel, or do you still have to do a lot of research?
It's a bit of both. Fortunately, I work with a couple of really smart visual people. Bill Schultz is a guy who has been digging through our archives over the last 10 years or so. And about 9 years ago, we brought back something that used to be in the old Milwaukee Journal called the Green Sheet. And one of the things we did is dig up part of the reason for doing it is we found all these great negatives that Bill discovered. And so he's, when he finds stuff that's worth putting out there, we'll do that. There's, you know, everything from, you know, celebrities who came to the old Journal building, get their picture taken, like Sidney Poitier or Bobby Darin, to that kind of archival stuff. There's a lot of stuff we don't have, you know, famously, in back in the old days when there was, the Journal was a, you know, top 20 market in Milwaukee, people would come, stars would come to town, even and lesser stars would come to town to be photographed and talk to journalists here. And 1949, a young starlet who not a lot of people knew of, she knew they were, they knew she was attractive, they knew who she was, came in, got her picture taken, did a quick interview. She was Marilyn Monroe. And famously, the photographer kept the negatives. So we don't actually have that picture. And when he died, his obituary ran with a picture of him standing in his house, framed on the wall behind him was the picture of Marilyn.
So that's how the Marilyn Monroe picture thing started, the obsession with men having pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
Maybe
he started something there.
You know, Milwaukee, we like to say Milwaukee is one degree of separation. So
you also have a great photo of Bush, the older Bush, falling bowling. Yeah. It's such a great photo. And then
it is a great photo.
I wish you would talk to me, Chris, because I have a Kennedy story. John F. Kennedy, I went to Marinette Catholic Central High School. Okay. John F. Kennedy, before I was born, obviously was campaigning through there, gave a speech in the gym, went out to his car in the back and had to go to the bathroom and use the bathroom in the convent. And it became known as, what was his nickname? Camelot's Throne.
Camelot's Throne. There you go.
And that was in the convent. My mom had an office there. She was the foundation director. And I remember, this is how obsessed with history I am, but I think a lot of people are. I stood there and stared at the toilet that John Kennedy used when I was 15 years old, not knowing they probably swapped out the toilets at some point in the last 40 years. Right. But
well, but that the bench that you see him sitting on is still in the Journal, is in our, even though we moved, it's still in our offices.
Oh, nice.
With the picture above it and a little plaque on the bench.
That's really cool. And then I saw you had Clinton was in Milwaukee for a sausage summit. I didn't know if that was named just for effect.
It's unclear. It was used a lot in the paper. I was actually at the paper by then. It was used quite a bit.
Okay. So we in our email exchange earlier, we both discovered that we watched True Detective season 4 in Night Country. So I want to start with that. What did you think of that?
Well, when your earlier guest talked about not having seen seasons 2 or 3, I was the same. I'm only a recent comer to HBO because I just don't have the time for it. And but I figured I should watch it, and because Jodie Foster is so great.
Yeah.
And, I have mixed feelings, of complicated feelings about the movie Naiad, but I thought she was fantastic in it. For example, she's really good at bringing out the smaller stuff in a part, and I thought it was okay. I'm not always interested in the existential stuff in those kind of stories, but I thought I was wondering if they would bring it to closure, and they kind of did. And I guess I was okay with that. I think we last time we talked about that, I'm kind of old fashioned about my TV. I like things to be kind of resolved.
And,
I don't mind cliffhangers, but it's okay that something gets settled. So, but I thought it was interesting. I mean, I've never spent any time in Alaska, but it was interesting. It did not make me want to go there, I will say.
Right. Especially not at that time of year. I kind of felt that way too. Like, I really liked how it started. I get so excited I loved the first season. It's one of the best shows I think I've ever seen. It was so well done. Little bit of the existential stuff in that, or I should say the, paranormal maybe. But I think what happened with this, Chris, and just because my attention span was not where it needed to be, I think I missed like 2 minutes of the story and got completely lost.
It's super easy to do, but that's why they made DVRs, and that's why they made Max, so you can rewind. You
know? And I need to go back, and I'll probably do that because I have faith in the brand, and I want to see it again and figure out what I missed because I kind of got lost. And I could, it's like I went to Inception. You'll appreciate this. Maybe I fell asleep during a movie where people go into dreams. So I was doubly lost during Inception. But yeah, I think I have to go give it another chance. You really have to focus on the show.
And there are arguments made for that repeated watch. There's also arguments to be made for if it's confusing, maybe you don't have time to watch it again.
That's a good point too. Yeah. My guest is Chris Foran. He is an entertainment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We also mentioned about last night on the show, I talked about how network TV at times feels dated. I don't know if it's predictable or what, but I was watching an episode of Chicago PD and I knew exactly what was going to happen. And I feel like sometimes they don't know how to be edgy. So they throw a death in or something. Am I wrong about that? Or do you feel that way about network TV?
I go back and forth on this. When I watch TV shows, I am often looking for traditional formatting. I like shows that have like sitcoms. I like to know when the rhythm of the jokes is, and which is why I drive my singing rather crazy watching like Big Bang Theory over and over because I know when the joke's going to be. Right. 7 minutes in, right there is when they do the joke, and there is a comfort to that formula for a lot of viewers. Over-the-air television is watched by older viewers more than the higher percentage, not exclusively, but it's a higher percentage. And so I'm wondering if there's some comfort in that consistency.
Yeah.
Before you can literally set your watch by Law and Order. I mean, you know when it's at that bottom of the hour because they've started a trial, you know.
Right.
And maybe that's part of it. There's been some great television that's been, you know, in recent years. I have not seen, I've only seen a couple episodes. Abbott Elementary is amazing.
I got to watch that. I hear it's great.
I need to go back and it's on cable. I need to go back and watch The Bear. It made me too anxious, but I've heard nothing but good things about it. So
did you say that last time you were here? I kind of remember you.
I might have. Because that's not what I'm looking for in television. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's
right.
I think there's, you know, I've taken a shot at the new version of Night Court and it's got some charm to it.
Okay.
But I think I wonder if it feels predictable because maybe it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
There's so little of it, you know, because of the strikes they had. There's so little of that television. I mean, so much of it is game shows now and competition shows because they could do those.
Right.
We'll see how it goes going forward. And there's some interesting. So the new seasons are all just starting. So there's some new shows coming.
We'll to be honest,
I think you're probably onto something.
Yeah. But I totally forgot about those. That's why this weekend I just was in kind of one of those moods where I didn't want anything too heady. And I thought, I'll watch a few episodes of Chicago PD, Law and Order, Organized Crime. I don't know what is going on with Chris Maloney. Mm-hmm. Like he's a good actor, but he got the shaved head. He's obviously on some kind of steroid thing and he's got this gray, crazy goatee. Mm-hmm. He looks like an action hero all of a sudden rather than a regular dude. It's weird.
Yeah, his episodes of SVU were a little tough for me to watch because the world, you know, people talk about how the TV news has made people think there's more crime than there is.
Yeah.
Boy, those people are also watching a lot of SVU. Same thing.
You said that you watched the last episode. Sam Waterston did over 400 episodes of Law and Order, the original Law and Order. I did not see the final episode. How did they send him off? You know what? Let's hold on to that thought. Let's come back and get your thoughts on that because I did not see that episode. And I'm really curious as to what you thought about it, Chris. My guest is Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. One texter from the 715 says he had a friend who fell asleep during Inception 2. That was me. Okay. But we'll be right back with more Chris Foran. And I want to ask you about another article in the Journal Sentinel 2 that tabbed the most famous person from each Wisconsin county. That was a good read, too. So we'll do that when we come back. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found
on, she wasn't there.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Tomorrow night on the program, comedian Brian Hicks and Christy Barlamin joins me to discuss what the city of Green Bay is doing to combat dementia. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, I'm talking to Chris Foran. He is the one of the entertainment reporters for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chris, you were talking about Sam Waterston's last episode on Law & Order. What did you think of that?
Well, I think they wanted to have him go out and, you know, be his principal character and not, you know, it was a case with lots of political ramifications, and it was getting a lot of pressure from the mayor to go one way, and he went a different way, and it allowed him to then resign so that the governor could point somebody to replace him and not put all the pressure on the guy who was going to naturally succeed him. And I thought it was okay. It was better than him, like, you know, having a heart attack or,
right,
you know, getting shot in the courtroom or something like that, which we've seen, you know,
sure,
have his plane shot down over the Sea of Japan or something like that. So it was, you know,
he was a good character. Do you watch the show Bosch?
I watched the first couple seasons.
Okay.
I just lost track of it. It's really well done.
Yeah.
Based on some good crime novels.
Yeah. Michael Connelly. And I just think pound for pound, maybe my favorite crime show ever. Well cast, well acted, mm-hmm. well shot. The shots are beautiful. Mm-hmm. The stories are unpredictable. I don't know. I'm just a big fan, and I can't believe it's not more popular.
Well, part of the issue with a lot of the streaming shows is that it's like streaming movies. They don't have that built-in marketing infrastructure to put them out in front of you,
right? Network shows do, yeah.
Right. Well, even the ones that like a lot of the stuff that runs on FX, for example, runs on television, but then it runs on streaming,
right?
So it gets a double marketing barrel. My favorite show like that was Justified, which is just amazing.
Great show.
A couple of seasons especially, and. But I think it helped that it had that big exposure.
I totally agree. Justified is so great. The way the show starts with him confronting that guy in Miami and saying, I'm going to shoot you if you don't draw on me, forcing the guy to draw on him. And, you know, it was just great. And did you like the new season, this one set in Detroit?
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of, in a weird way, it reminded me of No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. Movie. Interesting.
That it's, you know, this is a principal lawman goes into a situation, and you know what? He can't keep up with the level of evil he's confronted with.
Right.
And I can't remember the great Tommy Lee Jones line from the movie, but it's the same kind of thing where it's just, man, there's really not much I can do to this, you know, with this.
Right.
And I thought it was good. It wasn't as slick as the first couple seasons. That second season of that show in particular was with Margot Martindale and,
yeah,
and a young Caitlin Dever, and you know, some really, really good people on that show.
Yeah, it was a really well done series. Love the character, love Timothy Oliphant. But I kind of agree with you. I thought it was a cool kind of marriage of that character and the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I was mm-hmm. excited to see it shot in Detroit. Yeah. And
Elmo Leonard has written a lot of stuff in Detroit. Man,
that's
his, like, his hometown, I think. So.
Oh yeah, okay. And I just was like, I don't know. I liked it, but I wanted it to be a little better. But and Boyd Holbrook kind of annoyed me. If I had to see him in his underpants one more time, I was like, okay, we get it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a bit much.
All right. So one of your colleagues, Chris, in the Journal Sentinel wrote a piece called, well, it was Actors, Athletes, and Spies. These 72 people are the most famous from each county in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was based on page views, I guess.
It was, yeah, it was using, it was actually some of our data journalists joined up with some of our writers, to give them credits. They deserve it. Alex Groth, Claire Reed, J.R. Radcliffe, and Andrew Hahn. And they started with using, I think it was actually traffic on Wikipedia page, most viewed Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay.
Which is sort of the Encyclopedia Britannica of our time. So,
yeah.
And yeah, it was, I, when I first heard about it, I thought, well, that's really one, that's really interesting. And two, boy, that's a lot. And I thought they did a really good job. It's really interesting. Some are predictable, some are not.
How does Milwaukee, it's such a great city, how do they erase the Dahmer legacy? He's like number one on this in page views, probably because of the TV shows and the movies, but and this number two, Christopher Scarver's the guy that killed him.
and I think that is a lot because of the TV show. Dahmer has always been the hype. Anytime I've ever written about a Dahmer reality show, it's been huge traffic for me. They tried really hard to erase him. I mean,
yeah,
there are some who will tell you that they executed him in prison, and by putting him and Jesse Anderson, Milwaukee's second most notorious murderer at the time, on the same detail with a guy who was bent on killing them. And then taking the guard out of the room.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, when he died, and it's in that Netflix series, a bunch of PR people in town got together and bought all of the artifacts from his apartment and had them destroyed at an unidentified landfill in Illinois.
No kidding.
And his apartment building was torn down. This, you know, it happened in Plainfield, too, when Ed Gein's house went up for auction. It mysteriously burned down the day before it was going to be sold.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff turning up at antique shows or now on Craigslist or whatever.
But people are fascinated by that stuff. So
yeah,
we love monsters here. So
yeah, for sure. Hey, Chris, this was really fun tonight. I appreciate your time and always fun having you on. Keep up the great work and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thank you. Thanks for reading it. We'll talk to you sometime soon.
All right. You got it, Chris. Thanks. That's Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Always fun to talk to him, not just about TV and movies, but a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of stuff there and made a dent, at least, in all the stuff I had for Chris. So yesterday was Michael Bolton's birthday. And here's how I think we should close the show, Conrad. Are you still here?
I did take a powder for a second.
Okay. Well, everyone's got a powder one time. Do we have time to play the Michael Bolton clip?
It's a little bit too long.
Oh, is it too long?
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing.
We should open the show tomorrow with
Mike. Okay. So you missed the Michael Bolton clip, and I don't want to scare people away. It's not actually Michael Bolton singing, but I'm just going to tease it right there. I'm going to leave it. We will have Michael Bolton talk tomorrow near the front of the show. And as I mentioned, comedian Brian Hicks will be here tomorrow night and Christy Barlament. We got another text. Oh, we got some great text tonight. This is from the 608. Peach Wow, the best ice cream to me is Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with a cup of Pete's, no relation, freshly brewed coffee on the side. Pete's coffee is great, I agree. Both leisurely consumed while watching a Packer Brewer or Bucks game on TV. A beautiful thing. Signed, Steady Eddie. That is awesome. Thank you, Eddie. Great way to close the show. I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Andrew Genzer, comedy writer extraordinaire, Andrew Schwaba and his awesome UW Badger story, and of course, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks so much for the texts and calls. This is Pete Schwaba with Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow with more Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.